Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
But the New York Giants, and I wasn't even aware of this till 2 days ago, they have a new reality show. It's on YouTube, and it's detailing the draft process. Now, I assume, unlike Hard Knocks, there isn't going to be anything embarrassing coming out of it, which, unfortunately, we had with Hard Knocks, with the whole Saquon Barkley situation. But I still wanted to watch it, see if I learned anything, see if anything jumped out at me. And there were two things that jumped out at me. Here's number one. They are showing Joe Shane kind of negotiating and also talking to a lot of the scouts and Brian Daboll about their position in the draft in terms of taking a quarterback. They've already made the decision on Abdul Carter. They are talking about trading back into the first round to select a quarterback. And here's Joe Shane talking about it, talking about trade options, and using interesting kind of wording on the Jackson Dart pick, which to me raises some antennas. Take a listen.
I mean, we can get it done in two picks with Denver. I'm just trying to see if we wait, trying to get as much information as we can, but Pittsburgh's a quarterback needy team, but they're looking to move back too, so like, nobody's going to remember a third-round pick if you're right. So you guys are convicted in him. You believe in him. We did the process. He checked all the boxes. Roll the dice.
It seems like he's saying, you guys want the player, so let's do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's done on purpose or not. And I, first of all, before I give you my opinion, what's your opinion of that? Where it's, well, you guys are convicted, you guys like him, let's do it.
Flesh out the whole thing. That third round pick they gave up was who's Sean?
So the Texans ended up trading it to the Raiders. The Raiders took Charles Grant, an offensive lineman from William and Mary.
So it's a tackle guard, whatever combo offensive lineman from William and Mary that was that third round pick, which was the Giants' second third round pick. So are you going to remember that?
I'll give just brief background on this because there was like other behind the scenes stuff that hasn't come out yet. The Giants at pick 99, which was the pick they gave up, were going to take Cam Scataboo, and at 105, take Marcus Bowe, who was rated there. So they actually took both guys they would have ended up getting anyway.
Oh, interesting. Right. So their board stayed true despite now stealing a pick, basically. That's how you have to look at it. They stole a pick.
Mm-hmm.
And so like when you think about what the Giants gave up, who cared? Right, because I think they got what they wanted anyways, and it's an offensive guard who may turn into a player, but we won't know that for 3 years. but you did potentially get your quarterback of the future. But what I took away, to answer your question directly, from what Joe Shane said,
yeah,
was it wasn't we, it was you.
That's what I'm saying.
And
does that jumps out at you too?
It just feels like he's saying, and I don't know, like he had to know he was being recorded, like this was going to be released,
right?
That he was putting it on Dave's. That he was saying,
he is putting it on him.
This is your guy, Dave.
Yes,
we've waited for now. If this is our fourth draft. This is your guy, because he also goes and says, "We'll take the risk,
right,
or whatever. It's risky, whatever the wording was." And so, I don't want to say he's distancing himself, because I don't think he's like really running away from it. I think he's just taking a step behind Dave's. Right, you're leading this.
This is your decision.
This is your decision. This is your guy. You better make him a star. That's what it sounded like.
Yes,
to me.
And that's what jumped out at me. It wasn't all right,
good or bad. This is your guy.
Right. We all did our research. We're all good with it. Here we go. It was you.
Mm-hmm.
It was you made this decision. Now, it jumped out at me, but I wanted to give it more thought. Like, all right, what does it actually mean? I'll give you a positive on why I think it means Joe Shane could be a really good leader. Really good leaders. I've said this before, my opinion on leadership.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell do I know? I don't even think I'm a great leader. But in terms of looking at leaders throughout American history.
You are a fantastic
leader. Oh, thank you. I think great leaders listen, and they don't always make the decision that they wanted to make.
I think you're right, and they additionally will delegate some really important moments.
Yeah.
Or powers, in this case, and say, this is on you, and I trust you.
Yes.
So I think in some ways, that's what he's trying to say.
Yes.
This is on you, and I trust you that you're doing the right thing. I'm going to go make the decision.
I'm signing off on the decision, because ultimately it's my call. But yes, it's you. Now, Brian Cashman, this may not be popular with some Yankee fans, but every time he speaks, if you listen carefully, he is an unbelievable leader. He actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one small thing he does constantly when good moves are made. And he's actually talking about good moves. I know many Yankee fans are like, good moves are mostly bad.
What parts are you talking about?
But when he talks about good moves, he always talks about the people that advised him to do it.
Yeah.
And that's good leadership. It's a sign of good leadership. It's not about me. Now,
right, it's giving credit where it's deserved.
100%. So when I heard it, those are the two emotions I had. Number one, he's saying you, but it could be a sign of someone who's a really good leader, or it could be a sign of someone who knows he's on tape saying, if this guy sucks, it ain't my fault, because I wanted somebody else.
Right.
And there were reports prior to the draft that they were split in the room concerning the quarterback position, that Dabes preferred Jackson Dart, and I think, Sean, the report was he preferred Shador Sanders.
Yeah, right? Or at least the front office, him, Brandon Brown, might have. And it's also worth noting, in this video, right next to Joe Shane as he's saying this, is John Mara, the owner, hearing him tell Dable, you guys wanted him and did the work on him.
The other thing that jumped out at me, and this was from episode one of this little YouTube giant show, was Joe Shane, and this is on recording, and he's giggling a lot, I warn you, calling the Tennessee Titans to ask about Cam Ward. Like, it is on record. So there have been reports, oh, they gave one last-ditch effort to trade up to number one. Well, here it is. Here are the sounds of Joe Shane reaching out to Tennessee to try one last chance at getting Cam Ward.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Were you waiting for this? You gonna pick? I had to do it. All right, man. Well, good luck to you, man. I was gonna wait and just call you now on the clock, so I figured you guys were picking, but I thought I'd give one more swing. All right, good luck to you. Tennessee's gonna pick. I think Ward's going here.
Besides the awkward giggling, if you could look past that, would that bother Abdul Carter that he is hearing on, and Jackson Dart for that matter, that on the record you were their second choice?
I don't think so, because I think every player gets this concept that every team needs a quarterback. You need a good quarterback. And so just because the Giants wanted the quarterback above Abdul Carter doesn't mean that they disrespect him anyway. It's just the reality of the position that the Giants found themselves in. I'm sure a lot of people thought that the Giants were taking a quarterback in some capacity, but Abdul Carter is very assured of himself. You can tell by listening to him talk, because I don't know if this was in the same, it probably was not in the same show, but they had the combine meeting with him, not the combine, the pro day meeting.
Yes.
With Abdul Carter. And you could tell they loved him, right? And by the way, listening to him, I could see why, because he sounds like a dude that's just completely dialed in. When they ask him about, my favorite part was when they asked him, what do you least like about football?
Yes.
And he said, there's nothing I don't like about football. Right? I love everything about it.
Well, how would you have answered that if someone asked you that? What do you least like? Because I have an answer, getting hurt. That'd be my answer.
No, you can't be scared of being getting hurt.
Oh, so that's a bad answer?
Yeah, because it's part of the process. You're going to get hurt.
I know, but what do I like least about it? I don't like getting hurt.
He gave the perfect answer. The absolute perfect answer. I'm looking forward to what he's going to be. I don't know how they're going to use them. You start reading these things now where they're going to have all three of those guys on the field at one point. And it makes sense. We saw this back in 07 when the Giants had those three great rushers. You throw one inside, it makes it impossible for the guard who's now having to block an edge rusher. You line one of them up as a wide nine, so you get this one guy on the outside and a guard isolated on another guy on the inside. It makes it really tough for defenses, and they have to commit extra resources to protecting the quarterback, which makes it easier for the secondary, second and third levels to cover. And so I don't think they're taking an issue. I don't think he has any issue with this.
There was one other thing from these two episodes. It's called Giants Life on YouTube about the NFL draft. One small thing, and there's a friend of mine. I'm not making this up. I'll show you the text message. Who's very pissed off about this. Very pissed off about this. And that is, if you watch these videos, you will see in the draft room, as the Giants are drafting, they have a lot of TVs set up. And one of the TVs features the Knicks playoff game. And it's funny. Like, when I first saw it, I laughed, too. I was like, ah, it's funny. And I was even like, ah, it proves Jalen Brunson's the king of New York, right? Even the Giants paying attention. But I swear to you, I'll read this. I'm not going to say his name. I'm sure he doesn't want, you know, me put him out there.
Ms. Biseglia.
No, you don't know him. Different person. Played baseball with me years ago. Right, diehard Giants fan. That's not the best look for a 3-win team trying to turn their franchise around.
Why?
Because they got the freaking Knicks game on while they're making the most important draft of their lifetimes.
Okay, but they nailed it.
Well, we don't know that yet. They haven't played yet.
From a draft day perspective, they nailed it.
As of now, but no one's played yet, so they haven't nailed it
either. I understand that, but I'm just saying, from a draft day perspective, they did exactly what they needed and should have done.
I think most Giant fans are very happy with the draft.
100%.
I will definitely give you that.
They got one of the marquee players. One of the guys that you could say is a perennial Pro Bowler, has Hall of Fame potential, and then you also got your quarterback. What else can you say?
No, on paper, it's great.
You got all ballers. You got Scataboo. You got a tackle or guard tackle. You got, what else did they draft? Tight end.
Yeah.
Another tight end. Like, they did well.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying no one's played yet.
Also.
So on paper, they've nailed it. Yes.
It's a Thursday night.
Yes.
Round one. And let's be all real. We all love it. We sit down and watch. There's a lot of lulls in the draft. And you saw it in this 10-minute clip they put out. Joe Shane didn't stop working the phones with any of these
things.
She don't
share my buddy's view?
No, because I think ultimately, what does Chris Snee sitting in the back need to be so locked in when picks 4, 5, and 7 come up?
He's already done his job.
He's done his job.
He's one of the scouts, so right. He's already done his job.
And it's not like they had the Knicks foam fingers out were blaring the game sound either. Just in the background.
I'm just telling you. Well, one of my friends, a diehard Giant fan, felt about seeing that image in the background. That's all. I knew you guys would say it's no big deal. I'm giving you the other side.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?